This restaurant chain says it loses 30% of its customers daily. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 17th day of September. Thanks, as always, for being with us. And yeah, it is great to be back with you as well. In other business news, restaurants are shutting down. We'll tell you why that's going on. Some Starbucks workers are pushing for a union vote. Should you tip for takeout? We'll talk about it. We've got a vaccine mandate, United Airlines, and staffing story for you. New booster shot news out this afternoon. He stole $30 million. He says it was all about love. We've got the Wall Street Report and the rise of adult tantrums. Those stories, and Jeff Pitts from CityView is in to chat it up about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and find socially responsible recruiting centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. Also, thank you to Chap Ramsey, who filled in yesterday while I was out of the studio. Hey, you want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. So if you had a business and you knew that you lost 30% of your customers daily, you might want to find a way to fix that, right? Well, that's the quandary over at Chick-fil-A. Business Insider is reporting the company admits they lose nearly a third of their drive-through customers because the lines are way too long. And get this, adding another store just down the road has not proven to reduce the drive-offs. The data shows that Chick-fil-A does have longer drive-through lines than its competitors. The chicken chain had the longest wait time out of the 10 quick service chains tested at about 9 minutes. But long lines don't tell the whole story, because Chick-fil-A also came out on top for customer service and order accuracy. You know, sometimes you just gotta wait for good things. Speaking of the food industry, in many parts of the U.S., something peculiar is happening. Restaurants are closing, and it's not because of COVID. It's because folks simply don't want to work there anymore. Here's just one example. Business Insider is reporting that a barbecue restaurant in Winter Park, Florida, shut down after its workforce dwindled to just 4 employees. The owner of that restaurant says that despite paying well, quote, nobody wants to work anymore, end quote. Well, that phrase has become a catchphrase, but is it accurate? When contacted by Business Insider, the restaurant owner, who has 3 other locations, declined to say exactly how much he pays his employees. Many times, restaurants blame expanded unemployment checks, but in Florida, they stopped paying benefits back in June, and the Chamber of Commerce said that would result in people flocking to jobs. But it's not happening. Companies in Florida and other states that cut benefits early have said they're still struggling to find staff months later. Workers say that it's low pay, bad benefits, and a lack of flexible hours that are making them quit their jobs in droves. Meanwhile, in yet another food service story, Yahoo News is reporting that employees at a Starbucks in Buffalo, New York, have petitioned the National Labor Relations Board to hold official union elections. The group sent a letter to CEO Kevin Johnson asking for assurances that employees who favor a union won't face reprisals. Starbucks has backed Buffalo workers who are calling to unionize, asking the NLRB to allow all workers in the Buffalo market to be allowed to vote. But that doesn't mean the two sides are getting along. Members of the organization seeking a union vote have accused Starbucks of deliberately spreading misinformation in order to scare some of those partners who may wish to vote for a union. The organizers say that there's also something odd going on. They say after they sent that letter to the NLRB, stuff that has been broken for months, it's all of a sudden getting fixed and the places are getting cleaned up. Currently, Starbucks has no unions at its more than 8,000 company-owned stores in the U.S. If successful, the effort by workers in the Buffalo area would only apply to those stores. Some interesting data is coming out of the restaurant industry when it comes to tipping. USA Today is reporting that more than half of Americans, 56%, started tipping more for restaurant food last year, according to a new Bank of America survey. Just under 40% of all orders, on-premise, pickup, and delivery, included a tip before COVID-19, but that figure has risen by, 16 points since last year? And the gratuities are more generous. One-third of gifts left 20% or more of the bill as a tip on average. But what do you do about pickup or takeout orders? Do you tip? Well, some etiquette experts say that you should tip on takeout orders. Others disagree, saying customers shouldn't pay a gratuity if there's no table service, and that they are tired of guilt tips and just wish the restaurant industry would end the confusion by paying their workers a living wage. At the end of the day, it really is up to you. But for the record, I do tip for takeout orders. I figure it's a way to help out the staff, and heck, why not? Speaking of staffing, when you add in the mandate to get vaccinated, what's going on with staffing? Business Insider is reporting that United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby said he knows of fewer than 10 employees who have resigned over the company's vaccine mandate. Kirby said that about 90% of United's U.S. employees had shown the airline proof of their vaccination. He thought the majority of the remaining workers had been vaccinated but hadn't uploaded the evidence as of yet. In August, United Airlines became the first U.S. carrier to mandate vaccines for all U.S.-based employees. Staff must be fully vaccinated no later than September 27, a date 5 weeks after the Food and Drug Administration fully approved the Pfizer vaccine. Speaking of vaccine, just as we were walking into the studio, the notice came across that the FDA has approved the Pfizer booster shots for people over the age of 65 and those who might be at risk. Earlier in the day, the FDA rejected a broader application to approve booster shots for everyone 16 and older 6 months after they were fully vaccinated. Well, here's a wild business story for you. MarketWatch is reporting that the CEO of an upscale Massachusetts shoe company has admitted to embezzling $30 million to help finance the career of an ambitious one-time TV newscaster that he had fallen for. $30 million. And no, we're not making this up. Now the one-time lover is headed to prison for 6 years. Richard Hajar, 65, admitted that he secretly siphoned millions from the coffers of Alden Shoes, the nearly 150-year-old cobbler where he had been a trusted employee for more than 30 years. Handcrafted leather shoes are made by the company, and they routinely sell for about $800 or more a pair. Prosecutors say that Hajar began dipping into company funds in 2012, not long after meeting Bianca de la Garza, a longtime Boston-area news anchor who was looking to launch a TV talk show. Prosecutors say that Hajar began stealing more and more from the family-run business, using significant portions of the cash to buy expensive gifts, jewelry, cars, trips for De La Garza, including a $1.1 million apartment in New York. He also wrote checks for millions of dollars to help finance the production of a regional talk show she wanted to launch called Bianca Unanchored, which ceased production after just 1 year. Hajar also used the stolen cash to fund a line of skincare products that De La Garza tried to launch. The pair became well known on the party circuit in Nantucket, where they hosted parties at a lavish weekend home where Hajar had purchased for him and maybe the two of them. But then there is this. De La Garza said the two were never, ever romantically linked. In other words, hey, all that 30 mil, it was all platonic stuff. Well, it was a lousy week for the markets on Friday. The Dow sank by 166 points to finish at 34,584. while the NASDAQ tumbled 137 points, ending the trade and the week at 15,043, while the S&P 500, that fell over 40 points to close at 4,432. It was the second straight week of losses for the S&P. Early in the month, we mentioned that September is usually a lousy month for the markets, and it's turning out to be just that. The Dow slipped by 0.1% for the week for its third week of declines. That's not happened since a three-week streak back in September of 2020. The S&P 500 lost nearly 0.6, and the NASDAQ fell by 0.5%. And finally, there is this. Would you just settle down? Come on, what are you doing? Sure, the past 18 months have been stressful, and during that time, adult tantrums have been on the rise, writes the Wall Street Journal. And it's the littlest things that can set somebody off, be it masks or vaccine mandates or even cutting in line. It's a huge problem for frontline workers who have had to face the wrath of patrons lashing out over a whole myriad of things. 80% of food service workers say they've seen or dealt with hostility over all kinds of issues. Chill out a little bit, will you? Speaking of chilling out, Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine is in. He's in to talk about some stuff going on in the Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week. Chill out with some chill stuff from City View.